if you realize that God is for you and not against you. And he's for this widow, not against her. And he's for Elijah, not against him. And he's for Israel. See, I didn't say it, spend there long this morning, but there was hope in the message of judgment. He said, there's not going to be any rain. That's what he said. There shall not be dew nor rain these years, but there's hope when a bunch put in the message, but according to my word, that meant things is going to change. Might be a while, but there's hope, y'all. God ain't against you. He for you. Now, he's against your disobedience. And sometimes that'll make you think he's against you, but he ain't against you. Brother Jeremy said, I've said it many times, Brother Jeremy said this morning, everything God does, he does to drive you back in his arms. Everything he does, I've preached on Job before, and this all goes with the message. I preached on Job, and I've thought to myself, thank God for a realization at that man named Job. God dropped a cross on his back because most of the men his age had been taken care of, one of the richest men in that day. But God, because he loved him, he didn't do it against him. He didn't do it to him. He said, have you considered? Throwed him out there and said, devil, look over here. Have you considered him? It wasn't what he did to him. It wasn't what he did against him. He did it for him. He was really for him. Now, I'm sure it felt at times like it's against him. He said, I've turned everywhere. I can't even find him. He said, but there's one thing I know. I'm over here on the left side of life, but I know God works on the left side. Amen. I don't even know where he's at right now in all of my mess. But I know one thing. I know my Redeemer liveth, and I know he knows the way that I take. When I don't know where he's at, he knows where I'm at. Amen. And it's real good to realize that this thing of him holding on to you works all the time. Because our grip sometimes runs out. We can't hold too good on him. I'm glad he's holding on to me. I'm glad I'm in his hand. I saw some big water today. Yesterday, day before. It amazed me that there ain't no more water now than there's ever been. He made all the water there ever was and recycles it. That's right. Am I right? That's right. He made it. And it's amazing to me. Measured it in the hollow part of his hand. That's what he did with just one. But I like what he did with two of them. Good gracious. Whoa! He does good. I tell you, that Bible's real, y'all. Man, did that with one. Look what he did with two. Boy, ain't God good. This Bible is a lie. I said this morning, Elijah's a type of Christ. Gave several different pictures of that. We won't get to chapter 18. I encourage you to study it this week. It'll help you. When judgment falls, not on the guilty people on top of Mount Carmel, but on an innocent sacrifice. See, Elijah's hard right now. He's stern. But he's going to learn compassion over in the widow's house. It's real hard to get sympathetic unless you've been through something. See, he's going to learn that a widow woman is going to sustain this mighty man of God. He's going to no doubt fall in deep compassion and care for this boy. There's an unseen servant, and he's unnamed. But when the fire falls on the guilt, not on the guilty, but on the innocent sacrifice, Mount Carmel. And by the way, ain't you glad the fire fell on Christ, the innocent sacrifice, not on the guilty? Amen. Then the Bible says this servant appeared. He's unnamed. I want you to study this way. Unnamed servant. Anytime there's an unnamed servant like Abraham's, it's always a picture of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost, hey, after judgment fell, there's Holy Ghost shows up. And not just that, but showers of blessings. Boy, ain't that a picture of what God did over at Pentecost. I'm so glad today that the Holy Ghost lets us in on some things we could not normally see. Hey, man, we could not normally get a hold of, but he brings to our attention. Are y'all with me? Thank God, God's a moving. His hand's picking up some water. Hey, man. There's some great truth there. But when we get to our text tonight, I want to go back to 1 Kings 17 in verse 8. 8 being the number of new beginning. He's going from a brook that is running dry to a widow that's about to die. And the word of the Lord came unto him, 1 Kings 17:8, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon. Already knows. I got to go across all this country. Everybody's looking after me. Lord, you're going to have to conceal me. I know you've taught me that you'll care for me. I learned that at Cherith. You've taught me to follow your commands. I learned that in Ahab's palace. But now he's going to have to learn that God can conceal him when he needs to be concealed. And God can teach him compassion. He's going to have compassion for God to really use him. Because if not, he'd have caught fire down on that crowd. But no, he didn't call fire on the crowd. He caught, hey, great God, are y'all with me? Thank you, Lord. Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, he's working on the other end. I've commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose, didn't debate it, didn't try to figure it out, and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, didn't have to go looking for her, didn't have to figure out which widow she was. God's already working on her end and his end. And the Bible said when he came to the gate of the city, I got to look at that one more time. When he came to the gate of the city, they still outside the gate. Y'all ain't got, they still outside the camp.
Amen.
She's been talked to by God. Elijah's a picture of Christ. She has nothing but death in her future. She's got two sticks that she's gathering to break bread, to sustain life. And she has to go outside the gate to run into Christ. Hey, I wasn't in the club, but I am now, friend. Hey, man, woo! Didn't have nothing to look forward to, but I do now. Hey, man, look at her change. The Bible says she was gathering, this widow woman was gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch. I like it. That's a good country term. Me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal. And a barrel, and a little oil, and a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, here's what I want you to underline, fear not. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first. I tried to deal with that this morning. Let me just reiterate what I said this morning. She didn't have nothing. She's a zero.
Right.
a zero on this side. Do y'all believe Christ is number one? Y'all believe he's first? Y'all believe he ought to have the preeminence? A zero on this side of the one ain't worth a dime. It ain't worth nothing. It's less than zero. But if you'll put Christ first and move the zero on this side, that's 10. You put the zero on this side, now the zero's got value. Great God, you didn't have no value till you put Christ first. I didn't either. Woo! That's right, ain't it? Said, make me a cake first. Boy, that helped me. He's trying to show her something. We better put Christ first. You better put God first. She had, y'all catch this. She had to give her nothing away before she could gain everything she was promised. Are y'all with me? People ain't got that in giving. You're going to have to give it, amen, so you can get what's promised. But you're going to have to trust God with it. He said, fear not. Go and do as thou hast said. But make me first thereof, first a little cake first, and bring it unto me. He said, I want you to make it, and I want you to bring it unto me. And after, make for thee and for thy son. Already, he's putting her to the test. She has done told him, I ain't got but a little bit. And he said, when you get done making mine, there'll be more there for you to make you. For thus saith the Lord God. Here's why I can tell you what I'm telling you, widow woman. The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick, and his sickness was sore, and there was no breath left in him. And she said unto Elijah, what have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? Is this happened to me? Because I've been messing up. Yeah. Boy, there's light bulbs going off everywhere over here. Yeah. That's what the devil wants you to think. Yeah. Oh, he's against me. Hey, some sin, I know they sin. I ain't got to have you tell me a list. I got it already. Right here, I know it. Yeah. This happened to me. Myra, call me Myra. Don't call me Naomi. Just call me Myra. The Lord God Almighty's dealt bitterly with me. He ain't dealt bitterly. He has blessed you, mama. He let you bring a little baby, thank God, into this world through a woman named Ruth that's going to carry on the lineage, and the Messiah's going to come through it. He ain't against you. He's for you.
That's right. Amen.
I know I need to let y'all sit down. Y'all go ahead and sit down, Lord. And he said unto her, listen to this. He said, did you come to call my sin to remembrance? And I don't want to forget that part. Have you just showed up to slay my son? She's blaming God and she's blaming him. Lord, and she's blaming herself. It's my sin. It's you coming here. It's God. And now my son's dead. We could have died back yonder after we eat that little cake. Went out of here peacefully. But we've lived now for years. And he said unto her, give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom. Y'all did catch that. Like any mama. He ain't over yonder on the slab. She's a holding her. Had to reach down and get him out of her bosom. That's right. Now listen. And carried him up into a loft where he abode. And laid him upon his own bed. And cried unto the Lord. Said, O Lord, my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son? Now he's even getting to the man of God. He said, God, is me being here? This woman took care of me. I mean, she sustained me. You said come over here, but now her son's dead. And blaming itself, talking to God as if God's at fault. Boy, y'all ain't never been in that kind of shape, probably. And I'm going to tell you right now, you ever get in that kind of shape, this story right here going to help you. My Lord, I mean, a man of God dropped on the scene like he come from heaven. I mean, no father, no mother. He is a Melchizedek kind of prophet. Boy, what a picture of Christ. He come down on the scene like that and gonna get caught up in a chariot. But this same man is in a place and he's no doubt being discouraged, beginning to doubt in his mind. It's what's happening here. You will get there, friend. And he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord, my God, hast thou also brought evil upon this widow? Have thou done this? Have you done this, Lord? Have you brought evil upon this woman with whom I sojourned by slaying her son? Have you killed him, God? Look what he did. He stretched himself upon the child three times, cried unto the Lord and said, Oh, Lord, my God, I pray thee. I said this morning, why? And he prayed. He said, I pray thee, let this child's soul come unto him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah. And the soul of the child came unto him again, and he revived. And he took the child, handed her back to his mama. And she said, boy, I know. Look at the last verse. And the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth. I knowed you was a picture of grace, but I found out today you're a picture of truth. Isn't that what he said about Jesus? He is grace and truth. Hallelujah. I said it this morning. Let me say it again. I always wrestle with this. But I don't know. I ain't got it all figured out. But I will say this. Elijah had to get secret in the closet space. Like he was at Cherith. Like he was for he showed up at Ahab's palace. He had to go to the loft, to a lifted place, to a prayer closet, to a place where him and God commune. And then he made as if he was dead, like the lad laid there on him. You know what he's saying? I don't have the strength. I don't have the power. I can't do it, God. If he gets up, you gonna have to do it. You can't save your youngest. You can't fix your problem. If it's gonna get done, church, it's gonna have to be God. Just lay out yonder dead and call on God. He will hear. He'll revive. There's a reviving in the loft area. And there'll be a reviving in your loft area. But you're going to have to get honest. I can't, but you can. I don't have the ability, but God, you do. I'm sorry for questioning you. Lord, let the Spirit breathe again. Let the breath come again. I want to feel you. Breathe again. Oh, yeah. Right here. Now, I'm telling you. Whew. I can just picture him. Little lad. Come here, Dilly. Come here, Dilly. All right. I see this little lad lay down right yonder. And the Spirit came back in him. I can just see him. Yeah. Woo! Boy, God done it again. Woo! Mama, I couldn't do it. Oh, but look what Look what God's done. Woo! And he just had her himself a little time. I couldn't, but God could. I can't, but God can. We're not able. Hey, the church, the denomination, not able. But we have a God who's well able. Now think, he got to this place. Notice, cared for, down there at Cherith. Followed God's command, first part of the chapter. God dries the brook up because we ain't exempt from hardships due to the famine, no more than the wicked are. Bible said it dried up because there hadn't been no rain. Y'all do believe God could have put water in it. I know y'all don't believe that. Oh, yes, he could have. Just like he took care of the food morning and evening. Hark! 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 Better than Amazon Prime. Hallelujah. Hark! Here come every morning, every night. Thank you, Lord. Trust for every meal. We ain't had to trust God for every meal. In fact, we ain't had to trust him for every bill. And amen. In fact, we ain't really had to trust him for every thrill. But God's took care of every bill. He's took care of every thrill. Hey, can I just say this? I'm just going to say, we probably have trusted God. They've been hard weeks, hard days. But I'm telling you, we've had meal after meal. He had a house to live in because God provided through the widow woman. He had a meal, not just from the birds, but now from a blessed widow because God took care of him. And if God took care of him, and he ain't changed, and he's passion, he's subject to life's passion like you and me, and he prayed like you and I can, and he can have, we can have the same power like he had it. God don't change. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. Gets down here, Brother Jeremy. You got to put God first. Give away your nothing. Your little to nothing. So you can have what's promised. Oh yeah. Give away the tangible. So you can have that you got to take by faith. Have y'all ever thought about what it'd be like when he drunk that first little thing of water, ate that first little cake? He could have called it loaf of bread. Y'all say what you want. If y'all don't agree with this, leave me alone. Please, don't change my mind. It ain't going to work. I've done too far in this thing. You ain't changing my mind. My boy sometimes, Seth, he's a good eater, man. But sometimes he don't want nothing. But you bring a cake in the house. Good gracious amogus. All of a sudden, he's hungry. Have y'all ever noticed that? There's times, Brother Tony, you out there in the woods, gets so hot. Am I right? Boy, you don't want to eat nothing or drink nothing but to go to Spink's and get a cake of a honey bun. Good gracious, and a Coca-Cola. I'm telling you. Y'all say what you want. He didn't just give him what he needed, but he baked him a cake. He had a widow woman baker. Woo! Praise God. If anybody here starts a bakery business, you ought to call it the widow's bakery. Thank God. God will always provide all the meal you need. He said the cruise of oil won't fail. That bread of them two sticks was going to start a fire. That was going to cook the bread. That was going to bring life. And that, them two sticks, they was a fire that fell, that produced the bread of life, that every person that's hungry can be saved. And it's still working today. I'm glad it is, amen. And the oil ain't failed neither. Thank God that applying Holy Ghost that makes it real to you. That precious oil, it hadn't failed. They still all in it. Now, you don't have to agree with this, and I don't even know dogmatically to say, so I'm throwing it out there. Sure be something. They said according to Jewish history. Ain't no Bible. And I don't even tell y'all most of the time, unless it's something applies to the message. There's a man named Amittai. A-M-I-T-T-A-I. Some call it Amittai. And he's going to have a boy. He ain't going to be around. See him called to preach. But he's going to have a boy. He's going to become a preacher. He's going to leave his widow, his wife a widow, take care of him. They say he's a Jew. And they say his mama's a Gentile. They say this little boy was Jonah the prophet. Face a lot of similarities to the way Elijah's preaching and the way Jonah's preaching. It very well could be. But I just like to say it like this. Who is it that we need to cry out to God on their behalf, that God may save them and raise up a Jonah or a Josh Spurgeon? I praise God, another mighty warrior for the glory of God. Don't quit, mama, daddy. Don't blame God. Don't get frustrated. Don't kick out. Don't give up. Put him first. Praise God. Bank on. Woo! Pour the oil. Praise God. Trust on. Cry on. And let God bring a revival. I like it. I like it. Whether or not he's that one, he was somebody's boy. I wonder the revivals we've missed because of aborted babies, the mighty soldiers, the Fanny Crosbys. I wonder now if you're in the room tonight and you've done something like that, can I tell you there's forgiveness? Oh, yeah. Don't let nobody tell you no different. That's right. Oh, yeah. Amen. It is murder. Yeah. Thou shalt not kill.
That's right. Amen.
But before I forget it, we's all guilty.
Yeah.
Our sin was
right, for
murder. Are y'all with me?
Amen.
Yeah. I know he laid down his life. But what I'm saying is, he would have not had to if I had not a sin.
Right.
Oh, yes. Hear me today. There's forgiveness for him. But I wonder, Brother Jeremy, what young people, it was alive, and we just got tired of witnessing, got tired of knocking on the door, just went ahead and went with the crowd. Well, it probably is because of your evil sin. He could have said that. He should have said, yeah, I don't know what sin you're talking about, bringing to remember shores. I don't know what you, but yeah, you're probably right. He could have lifted it there. But thank God for a man of God. He said, well, I can't do nothing with him, but I'll take him up to my prayer place. Oh, hallelujah. I'll take him up to where me and God meet. I'll take him to the throne room. Oh, I'll lay out like I'm dead. My personality can't do it. I don't have the power to do it. But God, if you'll do it. Oh, yeah. See, Elijah, here's the contrast now of the type. Elijah, he did raise the dead by the power of God, but he struggled. Jesus just spoke the word. Woo! Can I say today, I'm glad Jesus living on this side of Calvary. We got it so good, friend. He'll just speak the word, and him that's dead shall live when they believe on the resurrection of the life, and him that liveth shall never die. Believest thou this? Oh, I do believe it, Lord. Brother Jeremy, you see in verse 13, there's words of grace that all of us need to hear. Fear not. That's words of grace. Think about the audacity that it would have took for a man to say that. But if you got authority, you don't have to have audacity. And remember, he's went to Ahab and said, oh, you think I'm standing here with you, but no, I'm standing before the Lord God. That's who's standing here. Everybody else is minute compared to him. They look like ants compared to him. I'm standing before the Lord wherever I go preaching, wherever I go living, everywhere in my house, here at the church, out on the worksite. And we're standing before the Lord, and the Lord hears what we say, and he knows what we do. I just wonder today, have you got tired of telling folks about Jesus? Has the love for God gotten cold on you? Has his love for souls being saved just kind of gotten cold? Have you quit telling out tracts? Quit telling folk about Jesus? Have you just gave up on them? Or will you join me and pray again at the end of the service? Will you hand out some more tracts? Will you tell some more people, don't give up, church. Take them to God. He said, fear not. Words of grace. Then look here. Provisions of grace. The barrel meal shall not waste. Now notice, she didn't have a full barrel, but she had just enough for every meal. Every meal. Every meal, she cleared it out. I see her over here, Brother Tony. Still got some in it. We poured it all out, son. We'll see what happens the next meal. Now, if he gave him bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening, don't y'all reckon he took care of them the same? Oh, yeah. He took care of them, wasn't he? Amen. So she went back at night. Oh, yeah. Come on, baby. You got to go with me this time. Woo! That's just enough for another cake for Elijah and for you and for me. Not just a slice, not just a loaf, but we're going to have cake, baby. Hallelujah. Thank God, Mama. I still got the oil. Oh, I don't know how it happened. It was empty. But look, Mama, it's just enough. Every time she went, it's the same thing. Didn't fail. Now, I've heard what some people say. Them theologians, some of them so smart, they're dumb. I don't know what's wrong with them. They said, well, it quit. Well, I ain't got no qualms with you. He said, sustain you. And for the rest of that 3.5 years, they was eating. And they was eating high on the hog. They was eating. See, in my house, we've usually got two kinds of bread. This is why I don't think he's no loaf. Because a loaf has two end pieces, and nobody don't like him. But a cake has got all good. Woo! Great God in heaven. That was fresh in from glory. Hey, I say hallelujah. Are y'all with me today? Yes, sir. Cake. Honey, I feel like it's my birthday all over again. Mama, I do too. Man of God, what do you feel like? I can't talk right now. Every time. God took care of him, brother. Now listen to me. You're going to have to put it to work, y'all. You're going to have to go open up the barrel. You're going to have to make it. You're going to have to gather sticks. You've got a part in this thing. But do y'all believe that every time there's a need, that he's the need provider? Do y'all believe that it says over in Hebrews, we can boldly say, the Lord's my helper. I shall not fear what man shall do unto me. Whether it's meal in the barrel, whether it's oil in the cruise, whether it's enough sticks to find, whether Brother Jeremy, maybe it's just having a loft where you can take that boy. Don't matter what the need is, I'm glad God's going to take care of the need, the little need, the everyday need, and that big need that comes down the road sometime. He's got the little ones, and he's got the morning and the evening, and he's got it, thank God, the big time, the hard time, the things we, hey, I'm glad God's got it all. He's got it under control, y'all. Made some great truths in the life of Elijah. You see provisions of grace. You see teachings of grace. He said this, until the day. He said it's not going to fail. Until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Now them theologians said this. The Bible plainly says, it ain't going to fail until. And I ain't got no qualms with them. I agree. But here's what I believe. Now, y'all really going to think I'm nuts right now in a minute. Y'all going to really think I flipped my lid, Brother Tony. Y'all do know that when Jesus got up the third day, that saints that were dead came out and walked around, was seen 40 days. Y'all believe that? Y'all have to believe it. I see that widow saying, let's go see if it's still got meal in it, boy. Digging it up. And if they checked it, if they went back, there was no need to check it after this. There was going to be provision. The harvest was going to be brought in. They went, but as long as there's a need, their need's going to be met. I'm telling you, can check God. You can prove God. You can put him to the test. He said, prove me therewith. I'll crank open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. You won't even have room to receive it. I tell you what I believe. I just believe if you dig it up somewhere down there, you might find a little oil in it. You might find a little meal in it. Notice this, what he said. There's hope of grace. Before she met Christ, or the type of Christ, Elijah, she didn't have no hope. She was looking at a helpless death, but now she's got a hopeful life. Many would say, and I would, I'm almost going to shout about it and agree with it, could have been Jonah, went on to preach the gospel. Whether it was Jonah or not, it was somebody that I don't care if the devil likes it, lumps it, bumps it, or jumps it. You ain't going to change my mind on this part. And I know this to be true. If a youngin' has watched God provide for 3.5 years, every meal in the morning and every meal in the evening, and watch mama get happy and watch that man of God in fellowship with him and stay around the things of God, I'm going to tell you, this rose up to be a mighty servant. This wasn't just any son. This was a son that would serve him faithfully. He'd done seen God do it. And praise God, we need this youngest to see God do it again in your life and in my life. Say amen. Amen. And the barrel of meal, I like that hope. One day the rain's coming. One day the rain's coming. But I'm going to say this lastly. Jacob, you come on. Truths in the life of Elijah. You know one thing she had, Brother Jeremy, after she met this type of Christ, Elijah, she had a joy that she didn't have. She had, y'all catch this now, there's hope. There's hope. Y'all got that, don't you? Y'all got them hopes of them words of grace. Y'all got that hope of grace. Y'all see that? Hey, I'm gonna tell you what she had. She didn't just have joy. Joy for what was God was doing in their life. Joy for having fellowship with the man of God. Joy from the life of her son. Her son's being able to see things that many people have not seen in this Gentile country. God has showed up. at this half-breed's house. Yeah. Hallelujah. Right. And done stuff for her. Yeah. Thank God. Jesus even refers to this. Hallelujah. Yeah. I say glory to God. In the New Testament, he's going to point it out. Right. He's going to point out this Gentile and another Gentile widow that Elisha took care of. Yeah. I'm just going on record and saying this. I'm glad he came for the Jew. And I'm glad he came for the Gentile. And I'm glad he came for the mixed up crowd. And I'm glad he came for the messed up crowd. And I'm glad he messed that crowd that he still got to put up with. I'm glad he's still fooling with us. Hallelujah! That motley crowd. Thank God, Brother Jeremy. She had joy. Their house had joy. That youngin had joy. Elijah had joy. But that woman had assurance that God was going to take care of her. She just didn't have joy and assurance. But she had lastly fellowship. She... This type of Christ, we've got it too. Ever since Jesus saved my soul, there's an unbroken joy, assurance, and fellowship. When I look to him, it's always there. I don't always feel like I'm in fellowship. My wife and I have a relationship. We're married. That's a done deal. Men can disannul it, but the Bible said what God's joined together, let no man put us under. God's marriage can't be divorced. You're a part of the bride. No man can shut the door that he's opened. Are y'all with me? You're a part of the bride. You have a relationship with him. But there's going to be times in your marriage that although you have an unbreakable relationship, you have a hurt or hindered fellowship. Sometimes me and mama get a little perturbed at one another. Preachers just crazy people, tell them. They just crazy. I mean, look at Elijah. One minute he's kicking the door open, going in there. Are y'all with me? Next minute he's drove up underneath a juniper tree. I mean, my goodness, we emotional people. And anybody says they ain't, it's crazy. But I'll tell you one thing, I won't be like Elijah. That's on fire for God. Hallelujah. If I'm up and down, I just want to be on fire. Hallelujah. That's what I want to be. But brother, I'm going to tell you, I can't stand it. That fellowship's got to be fixed. I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't going to let her go to sleep. I will bug her to death. I will stand her up in the bed. It ain't going to happen. Goes to the couch, that's all right. Room for me too. I'm a going with you. Pack a bag, me too. I'm a going with you. Amen. Amen. I can't even sleep unless my foot's over there. I like to be touching her, Jerry. Sometimes I got to let her go to sleep real good. Yeah, then I'll just scooch up on her. Yeah. Just drive up in her clothes. Yeah. Woo! Yeah, I like that. Yes, that love just gets bigger. I don't like that fellowship being messed up. Brother, when he saw type of Christ, her heart hurting and her holding that baby, he said let me carry that load for you. I'm glad there's a God in heaven to have come down, just scoop up the load for you and take it off up to the praying. I'm glad he's got it. He can handle it. You ain't gonna put too much pressure on him. In fact, I'm going to tell you, you're going to grieve him if you don't let him carry your load. There's a reason why you yoked up with him. It's that smaller animal, that unlearned animal that gets yoked up with that master animal. Thank God when he can't pull that and pull the load for him. Amen. That master one knows where the water is and the feed is. Father, I just want to say thank you for some truths We only know that we lack because we're slack. We'll just give it to you. Woo! Just give you what we think's nothing.